Well, I have two short stories to tell you. A priest is walking down the street one day. He notices a very small boy trying to press a doorbell on the other side of the street. However, the boy is so short and the doorbell is so high for him that he can't reach it. After watching the boy's efforts for some time, the priest moves a little bit closer. Then he crosses the street, walks up behind the little fellow, and placing his hand kindly on the child's shoulder, gives the doorbell a solid ring. Then he bends down to the child's level and he smiles and says, "And now what, my little man?" To which the boy replies, "Now we run." And the other story is the priest was walking down the street and he came across a group of about a dozen boys, all of whom were between the ages of 10 and 12. The group was surrounding a dog. And the priest was concerned that the boys might be hurting the dog. So he went over and he asked them, "What are you doing with that dog?" One of the boys said, "The dog is our friend. It's our neighborhood stray. We all want to keep him, but only one of us can take him home. So we've decided that whichever one of us can tell the biggest lie will get to keep the dog." Of course, the priest was a little bit surprised. He said, "You boys shouldn't be having a contest about telling lies." Then the priest launched into a 10-minute sermon against lying. He said, "Don't you boys know it's a sin to lie?" And he ended by saying, "Well, when I was your age, I never told a lie." There was dead silence for about a minute. And just as the priest was beginning to think he had gotten through to them, the smallest boy gave a deep sigh and said, "All right, Father, you can have the dog." Well, the reason why I tell these stories is because today's feast day is about a priest who spent his whole life working with young people, trying to educate children. His name was St. John Baptiste de La Salle. And he was born in France in a town called Reims. Born way back in 1651. And he's best known for founding a religious order called the Christian Brothers. Who have heard of the Christian Brothers? We have some drinkers in the group, I see. Now, the Christian Brothers became one of the most important orders for teaching children the faith. But let me first tell you a little bit about the background of St. John Baptiste de La Salle. He was born into a very wealthy family. He was very intelligent as a young boy. He started studying for the priesthood at the age of 11. He was ordained at the age of 27. And he expected to live a very comfortable, easy life as a priest. And he really thought that because of his family background, being of nobility, that he would most likely become a bishop. However, God had other plans for him. And as a young priest, he was influenced by another person who told him about the importance of educating children. And he was taken down to a very poor area of town. And this man told him that, "Look what happens to these boys. Nobody is training them. Nobody is teaching them." And so St. John felt called to establish a school. And so he established a school for the education of children. And the teachers began to be known as the Brothers of Christian Schools. So St. John gave all his money to the poor, and he eventually started this religious congregation. And pretty soon other men joined him, and they all eventually took vows and became known as the Christian Brothers. They established schools in Paris and many other parts of France. And St. John was very blessed with the ability to write and to teach. He himself wrote books on education. Not only did he establish his own schools, but he established schools to train teachers. He encouraged the students to attend daily mass and taught the students the catechism and prayers. And one of the things he did was that he made sure his teachers taught in the language of the children rather than in the Latin language. He also made sure the teachers were well trained, Well, during this time, he faced many challenges. There was a lot of opposition to the work that he was doing because it was so brand new. But he persevered, he continued to do God's will, and he really helped to transform Christian education. And his main point was to help children become good Christians. He said that is the primary purpose of Catholic education, to form the children to become good members of the church, to become saints, and to learn their faith as well as their other studies. Well, St. John lived to be 68 years of age. He died on Good Friday in the year 1719 of asthma and rheumatism. He was canonized by Pope Leo XIII in the year 1900, and St. Pius XII declared him the patron saint of Catholic school teachers. He did this in the year 1950. So since this is a school mass, our teachers should say a special prayer to St. John Baptist de la Salle, that they too will imitate his wonderful ability to teach children the Catholic faith. So he's a tremendous saint, a saint that we don't hear a lot about anymore. However, the work that he started 400 years ago continues through the teaching of the Christian brothers. And so we should follow his example of doing God's will and perseverance despite the many difficulties that he endured. God bless you.